This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Jamie Phelps. Between you and me, he's a bit of a rascal, that one. But I'm sure I mustn't judge.
In what way, Mr. Montgomery?
Oh, call me Arthur, please.
Arthur, in what way did you mean that Jamie Phelps is a rascal?
Oh, you know, the usual sort of thing. We'd had some good nights at the Groucho Club, that's all. Although I'm sure he's settled down now. He's a good man.
How long have you been Mr. Phelps's client, Mr. Arthur?
Oh, a long time. 10 years? You see, I had a restaurant in town and he looked after our accounts. That was when he was part of KPL. Then he lured me away when he struck out on his own, rascal.
Mr. Montgomery, when did you last speak to Jamie?
We spoke this morning, which I believe is why I'm here.
Right. What did you talk about, if you don't mind my asking?
Oh, he was after my paperwork, and quite right too. I can be a bit slapdash when it comes to keeping records and whatnot. It's all a bit tedious, isn't it?
Is it?
Yes, it is. Especially when you're as busy as I am. I've got a new book out, Winter Warmers. I'll leave you a copy.
Cheers. My wife will love...
Nikesh, we can't accept that.
I'll just put it in my drawer for later. Thanks, Arthur. Mr. Montgomery?
Of course. This one's in charge, I can tell. I did actually email Phelps's PA this afternoon, just so we're dotting all the I's.
What for?
Make an appointment. Can't put the blasted accounts off forever.
Is it usual for your accountant to call you from his mobile, out with office hours?
Well, like I said, we've always got on well, and I can be... difficult to get hold of.
But not today.
No. If there's nothing else, I'd better get off.
Yes, I think that's everything. Thank you for your time.
It's been a pleasure to meet you, Mr. Montgomery. Let me show you out. What?
I do not get it. He's a knob.
Nah, it's all part of his thing. You should watch the shows. They're... He's like... He's part of his vibe.
All I'll say is that if a woman acted the way he does, there's no way she'd have a TV show and a book deal. I think we should go over this timeline. Take me through what we've got.
Okay, so he was hacked last night and he saw the ransomware email this morning. Probably before he left the family home at 24 Carnwell Avenue. He leaves the house at 8, drives towards work at 56 Harbour Road. He's supposed to drop Pip off at nursery, but doesn't. On the way to work at 8:25, he then speaks to Juliet Arnott, his PA. Tells her what's going on. Then calls his brother, Paul Stevenson, at 8:35. Asks for a loan. Paul says no. He arrives at the office on Harbour Road at around 8:45. Goes inside. Takes something, some files, out of his desk. We're not sure which client they pertain to. He then gets back in the car and calls one of his clients, Arthur Montgomery, asking him to send his paperwork. He then heads out of town past Beltonfield Park, still with Pip in the car. Then at some point in the next couple of hours, he leaves Pip in a car park and sends a text to his wife asking for forgiveness.
That doesn't make any sense. Why was he chasing paperwork when he was being blackmailed?
Well, he was trying to raise cash, right? Arthur Montgomery must be a pretty big account. Perhaps he was going to bill him.
Could be. It's weird, though. How long did he have to raise the money?
According to Mrs. Arnott, 72 hours. I suppose they recognise that people need time to get hold of that kind of money.
And why send that text? Nothing previous suggests that he was suicidal, and if he's not suicidal, then why would he ask for forgiveness from his wife?
Because he chucked away all of their savings.
Yeah, but why text it? Who does that? Is he running away? What's he doing? And why didn't he just drop Pip off at nursery? We're missing something. I need you to... D.S. Pritchard? Yes. Sounds like him. What's the location? Secure the scene. We'll be half an hour. Best get your wellies. We've got a body on the beach.